This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm delighted to welcome two guests who are Sarah Ty and Karen Chapman from Renaissance Interiors. Welcome, ladies.
Hi there.
Thank you.
First off, I want to congratulate you on your website. I love to have my iPad in front of me at these interviews and fiddle around, and it's lovely.
Thank you.
Is it new?
It is very new. We spent about 3 months getting it absolutely right. And as you know, you can probably tweak forever, but we absolutely love our design. But being designers, obviously, we really are known for our fine tuning of all our designs. So that's what it took a while to get as we wanted it to be.
It is lovely. I want to jump in it. I want to jump in every room.
It's lovely and fresh, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely. They've got to have a look, haven't they? The listeners have
definitely
got to have a
look. Yeah, and at the end, we're going to get that website off of you so that we can tell everybody to come in there and check it out. So tell us a little bit about Renaissance Interiors. What makes you different from other interior designers?
We work very much, as every interior designer does, we listen to our clients and find out who they are. But what makes us different is that many of our clients in the past have invited us over to make their home as they want it to be, but quite often bring us in at the end of when they do extensions or conversions or something, because interior design is quite often perceived as a superficial thing that you add in at the end. However, if you're doing an extension or a conversion, the time to consider your interior design is actually before a single brick is laid or ground is broken, because quite often there's an opportunity there to build in good interior design, particularly with lighting and positions of furniture, because if you don't build it in and you bring in somebody afterwards to decorate it, you quite often miss out on an opportunity to light the space properly, you know, create the right environment for a particular cherished piece of furniture or a painting or, you know, something that you love. And that's why if you work with us right at the beginning, we have that end result in our mind right from the very start.
So you turn it on its head, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, exactly. So yeah. Quite often before, people will go, we're going to do an extension, and so we need to get an architect, then we need to get a builder, and if we've got any money left, we'll decorate it. However, quite often, if you do it in that order, in that compartmentalised fashion, you miss out on the opportunities, and then you sometimes have to go back over that, do it again, and obviously waste money. Mm. And our sort of mantra is spend once, spend wisely. Yeah.
And time
so,
as well.
Exactly. Mm. And time is really important.
Well, if your website's anything to go by, you know, you've achieved that. It's so fresh, and I don't mean bright in the fact that it's got gaudy colours in. That's not right. But you can tell there's a lot of light in this, in the rooms.
I noticed that as well. Yeah. The lighting's amazing.
Yeah.
And it is, and you live with that room at the end. You don't
exactly
live with the bricks and mortar behind the plaster, do you?
No, exactly. Yeah. And although when you are creating a design for somebody, what you're really doing is creating the way they're going to live. So it's really important to understand those families and who they are now, but also when they've got young children, who their children are going to be in 5 and 10 years' time, and how that house and space is going to grow with them. So it's not just looking at those, you know, superficial elements of colours and stuff, it's actually looking at how that space is going to change and grow and develop with that family so that it works for them now and in a few years' time.
Mm. And that's really important. Myself being a mum to three, I can see now the house that I live in, which was built by a builder who hadn't probably, no disrespect, but I don't think he had the female in mind. It doesn't seem to flow in the way that I want it to. So having you two in those early stages would have been fantastic, because you would have given me a bigger utility room. I mean, it's things like that you often forget, but it's vital to practical family living, isn't it? It's not vital, but it just makes life easier.
Yeah, but it's even simple things like where you put your plug sockets and where your electric wires go, because if you've got wires going up at the wall at the side of where your curtains are going to go, who's going to come and drill to put a curtain? You think, well, you can't drill there because that's where the electrics go. So then you've got to go into fresh plaster to put it in the right place just so you can do that. But unfortunately, like you say, we don't want to generalise, because I'm sure there are lovely builders out there that will think you do have to come back. If it's on a bigger scale throughout the whole house, that's when you have to end up spending more money. Because it's the little things that need to be changed. Whether the window was 6 centimetres over to the left means that's where all the light's coming from, etc. We can kind of do all that, so it's like Karen was saying, to save you doing it again.
Yes, yeah.
And it does happen. I mean, in one instance, we had a kitchen fitted, and then the ridiculous thing was, the guy had put the tap, which went into one of the then double sinks, didn't reach the other one. when pointed out that this was in quite a long run of a worktop, he said, well, it's in the sink. He said, so what about this sink? And you think, well, they were designing this. And sometimes it just goes so badly wrong, doesn't it? So lovely to think you're in there at the beginning. When you look at these lovely shades here, what's the kind of in shades at the moment?
At the moment, there's quite a lot of the ice cream shades. So you're looking at like Neapolitan colours, fresh green, so pastel-y kind of thing. So, you know, it looks good enough to eat.
Oh, I like that idea.
Absolutely.
That's really a house you can eat.
Yes. That's a question I wanted to ask you, because obviously colours are really important. I mean, you know, when I'm talking about men, I'm not being derogatory in any way.
I just know that
it's a feminine thing that this sort of most, not always, but when you choose colours, what if somebody is looking for a colour and that is really... you must be able to get hold of it, but how do you get hold of all these, you know, colours that somebody has in their head... and then you've got to get there.
I must say, it's funny you say that. We find inspiration from lots of different places, and Karen and I are always going to design expos and looking at the new upcoming designs and things. And we have been known to actually go around with pieces of carpet in our pocket, actually, and swatches. Or we'll just turn to each other at a certain place and we'll go, oh, that's so Mandy, or that's so-and-so. And you actually can just, because you get to know the person, you see certain something, and it may not be your taste exactly per se, but you can see that in somebody else's space because you can just see it's in their personality and it will fit. And that's why we love to get to know our clients really quite well, because then we can actually see things and think, wow, this might work, and then present it to the client and hopefully it will fit.
I think that's brilliant. I love that, don't you, Doreen?
I think it's a lovely concept.
So personal.
I really do. One of the things that with interior design, and I call it my husband because he kind of does that.
Oh, well, that's
but,
great.
He was a project engineer, and so he's got a very good eye for where things should be and shouldn't be, etc., etc. But when you've done a project, and we always forget to do this as well, is that we never tend to have the swatches of the material that we're going out for, the carpet, the wallpaper, and you think, why haven't I got a folder which has got all of the things that I want it to match in? Does that come into your remit with interior design?
Yeah, we're always aware of the colours, so, you know, we do have that on our... Obviously, we carry colours quite well in our heads anyway, but our clients have all of that. And so we are thinking about every element at all times. And quite often when we have that opportunity to go in early and we're getting to know those people now, especially if they're doing something that's going to give us that gap in the middle, you know, like building, we get to know them. So whilst we're out at these
exhibition.
That's the word I'm looking for. Whilst we're out at the exhibition, we do know these people, and we go, oh yes, we're looking for a table or a lamp or whatever, and we are aware of the colours and everything, and we carry in our heads probably a dozen projects at a time, so we don't physically take the samples, although we have, as Sarah said, had her pockets full of things that we do need to match sometimes, but we do carry those colours in the personalities of the people in our heads all the time, and quite often Sarah and I look at the same thing at the same time and then come out with the same client's name. It's like a game of snap sometimes, so we just know, you know, we're both thinking
that truly is a skill, because it's teamwork, isn't it?
It is. But if you said, oh, I want blue, well, how many shades of that are
there? Absolutely, so many. And is it a greeny blue or is it a purpley blue? Yes, absolutely.
Something else we like to say, like to do, like you say, we do sometimes do actual mood boards that have actually got all of the textures, all of the carpet, all of the paint. And we have known clients that actually, like you say, when all the project's finished, actually even like to put it on the wall.
I think that would look fantastic.
Yeah, or yeah. I mean, we keep files on clients, because obviously we have return clients that may come again 5 years later or whatever, and they say, oh, do you remember this material? We'd have no idea, and we need to recover it, but we'd like the same thing, etc. Because we like to have returning clients, it's nice that we actually think about what we've used for them sometimes in association with them. Yes. And sometimes we say, oh, do you remember when we did the Clive? That's the Clive. There is an association there. So, yeah, it's funny you should say that. But
I think it's absolutely fascinating listening to you, You're obviously quite passionate about what you do. And looking at the pictures, it looks like the results are pretty impressive as well.
Thank you.
They are lovely.
They and, are. You know, gorgeous images.
Yeah, I'd like a house like that, but mine's full of clutter.
Storage is key to everyone's home. Well, it's the other day, and they presented some plans that they'd had done independently, and I was looking at them, and I said to them, and where's the hot water tank being situated? And it had been omitted from the plans, and it wasn't a combi boiler either. So they didn't have any space for it, so they then had to find space. So that's another thing we do. We can look at, obviously, if people have gone, started the journey, it's not too late. We can look at it, and we can have a fresh set of eyes on it, and quite often find space and extra things that we can add in and add value to those plans, just because it's somebody else looking at it in a different perspective and looking at the family who's living in it, and not just as a set of three bedrooms and an ensuite.
You two bounce off each other really well. You are here, so I imagine when you're working together, it's fun, is it?
Yeah, it is fun, yeah, to enjoy it.
We do actually tend to agree on nearly, you know, everything. We were kind of like, it's quite bizarre since the day we met, really. Karen kind of said to me, I'm working on this, and she gave me a brief, and we'd never even worked together, and she said, would you just put a few things together for me, and gave me the brief of the client, and then she showed me the brief that she'd done for the client, and it was
so similar.
It was quite scary. And we didn't really know each other very well, but she can just say to me, can you find this blue, or I'll say to her, what do you think, whatever, and we'll come up invariably with the same thing, or it might be slightly different, or I think because we're quite honest with each other. It's good.
It works.
We can see that you're very relaxed with one another as well, which is lovely, because it clearly must carry through, obviously professionally, into what you do. But there's a great relaxation between the two of you. There was a tension, which must be a nightmare.
We got on right from the start, because as Sarah said, she when she was doing her diploma, she reached out to me on Facebook, and we agreed to get together for a cup of coffee, and I thought I will be going to chat for an hour. 5 hours later...
So you'd seen Karen's work?
Well, yes, I actually came into interior design quite late. I had to change careers due to some illness that I had, and I was a midwife for 24 years, which is obviously, very, very different. But I came into it quite late. But where does somebody at my lovely age go and get work experience? Not like I'm a 16-year-old, really. So I kind of reached out to Karen, and like she said, we found that we had a lot in common, and... she must have been having a bit of a moment, because
it has been brilliant having you both.
Unfortunately, we're coming to the end.
We are. We've
talked for a lot longer on this.
But it has been really fun talking to you both. Really, really lovely. So to finish off, could you let our listeners know how they can contact you, and website, etc.?
Our new website is renaissanceinteriorshw.co.uk. The phone number is 01252 220400.
Brilliant. And thank you very much, Karen and Sarah from Renaissance Interiors.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.